Welcome to this daily PBJ devotional. Read Leviticus 1, Proverbs 17, and Psalm 89 if you're following the Old Testament reading schedule for this year. This devotional is about Proverbs 17:9, but I'll read the whole chapter as always. Better a dry morsel in quietness than a house full of feasting with strife. A wise servant will rule over a disgraceful son and share his inheritance as one of the brothers. A crucible for silver and a furnace for gold, but the Lord is the tester of hearts. A wicked man listens to evil lips. A liar gives ear to a destructive tongue. He who mocks the poor insults their maker. Whoever gloats over calamity will not go unpunished. Grandchildren are the crown of the aged, and the glory of a son is his father. Eloquent words are unfit for a fool. How much worse are lying lips to a ruler? A bribe is a charm to its giver. Wherever he turns, he succeeds. Whoever conceals an offense promotes love, but he who brings it up separates friends. A rebuke cuts into a man of discernment, deeper than 100 lashes cut into a fool. An evil man seeks only rebellion. A cruel messenger will be sent against him. It is better to meet a bear robbed of her cubs than a fool in his folly. If anyone returns evil for good, evil will never leave his house. To start a quarrel is to release a flood, so abandon the dispute before it breaks out. Acquitting the guilty and condemning the righteous, both are detestable to the Lord. Why should the fool have money in his hand, with no intention of buying wisdom? A friend loves at all times, and a brother is born for adversity. A man lacking judgment strikes hands in pledge and puts up security for his neighbor. He who loves transgression loves strife. He who builds his gate high invites destruction. The one with a perverse heart finds no good, and he whose tongue is deceitful falls into trouble. A man fathers a fool to his own grief. The father of a fool has no joy. A joyful heart is good medicine, but a broken spirit dries up the bones. A wicked man takes a covert bribe to subvert the course of justice. Wisdom is the focus of the discerning, but the eyes of a fool wander to the ends of the earth. A foolish son brings grief to his father, and bitterness to her who bore him. It is surely not good to punish the innocent, or to flog a noble for his honesty. A man of knowledge restrains his words, and a man of understanding maintains a calm spirit. Even a fool is considered wise if he keeps silent, and discerning when he holds his tongue. This is God's word. Once again, this devotional is about Proverbs 17:9. I'm going to read it from the NIV, which says, "Whoever would foster love covers over an offense, but whoever repeats the matter separates close friends." If someone sins against you or hurts you, even unintentionally, it is wise to speak to that person and resolve the issue directly in person. Jesus commanded us to seek reconciliation with anyone who might have an issue with us. You can see that in Matthew 5:23. And with anyone who has sinned against us. You can see that in Matthew 18:15. So remaining silent about problems in our relationships is not a biblical way of dealing with them. Sometimes we tell ourselves that something shouldn't bother us or that it's no big deal. Sometimes we may forget, but more often the problem simmers and produces resentment and distrust. There is no virtue in hiding problems. In fact, they usually resurface later with greater intensity when we can't take it any more. So what do we make of Proverbs 17:9a, which says, "Whoever would foster love covers over an offense"? On the face, it appears that Solomon is telling us not to deal with issues directly. But Proverbs are designed so that the first line is clarified by the second line. Sometimes that clarification comes by contrast. Other times, the clarification consists of just a restatement of the first line. Given that, Proverbs 17:9b says, "But whoever repeats the matter separates close friends." This phrase suggests that in the first line, covering over an offense refers to telling others, friends, family, or third parties, not the person who sinned. In other words, I interpret this proverb to be teaching us that once a matter has been dealt with, you drop it and never talk about it with anyone else. That is, if someone sins against me or hurts me in a way that causes me resentment, I deal with that person biblically by speaking directly to that person to try to resolve the problem. Once it is resolved, or even if it isn't, but I've done my best, then the best course of action is not to tell anyone else about the incident. Verse 9b says again, "Whoever repeats the matter separates close friends." And it says that to remind us of the destructive power of gossip. It is so much easier to complain about someone else than it is to speak directly to that person and resolve problems biblically. But it is only easier until the damage is done. How much better would your relationships be if you dealt with problems directly and biblically? Based on Scripture, I think they'd be much better. And maybe right now, someone is coming to mind that you have an issue with. Let me encourage you to, right now, call that person or send a text and set up a meeting to try to resolve the problem with them. If you found this devotional helpful, please sign up to receive it in your email every day. Go to dailypbj.com/subscribe. I'm looking for financial support. Please go to dailypbj.com/support if you'd like to see me keep making videos like this and others. Finally, please share this with someone who might be helped in their faith by it. And I'll see you next time. May God bless you. Hope you have a great day today.